You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is Tuesday, May 6, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome to hour number two of the big broadcast. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along over the airwaves all across the state of Wisconsin on the network, as well as on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix. That's a combination of Twitter and X, Twix. The stream. Always glad to see you in person. You can see Zommers and I on the stream. Lots coming up in hour number two. In just a minute, we're going to have another edition of What's Worse for You, having to do with temperature. All temperature. And then at the bottom of the hour, we have Matt from Brick's Cider and Corinne from Corinne's Little Explorers from the Main Street Alliance program here in Wisconsin. They're going to talk about child care, a very, very important issue for many of us, for many families all across the state. Going to dive into that that issue, child care, on a Wisconsin level. All right, now, first of all, we're going to do a little business on the air here. Because as many of you have noted, and we appreciate David New Berlin putting his expression out there, saying he can't hear enough of the program now since we changed time slots. And I apologize for that, Dave. I had nothing to do with it. You can always find this, of course, on the podcast on civicmedia.us. You can listen to us on demand, as they say. But there's been a lot of changes around, like all the time changes and stuff. And then I appear on Pat Kreitlow's show on Wednesday mornings. And then he comes on our show on Wednesday afternoons. Now, last week, I came a day early, which I think is embarrassing for all of us if we've ever been there. But anyway, I was on early on Tuesday last week. And then I called in on Wednesday. I was on 2 days in a row. Now, while I'm on the air here, I get a message from Kreitlow. It's in my calendar. And it says, canceled event. Todd Albaugh on Wednesday, May 14th, 2025, 7:45 to 8 a.m.
Wait, did you say 14th?
The 14th.
That's not tomorrow.
Oh, no, that's right. It's in 2 weeks. But still, I've been canceled now. Why? So I'm just, am I done with that spot now? Or have I done something to offend the man? Why have I been canceled? I think we should call him up and find out.
Well, we certainly can.
All right, let's call Kreitlow. This is live on the air. He has no, unless he's listening, which I doubt he really, he doesn't have time to listen to this program. He's out there cruising Lake Wissota on his pontoon boat. Zommers is dialing up Kreitlow right now. We'll see if we can get him on the air live. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings Now with Pat Kreitlow. His new time is 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Oh, this is fantastic. This is great. Here we go. Does he take a nap in the afternoon? We don't know. He probably won't recognize the number. This is why.
Hi, this is Pat Kreitlow. Leave me a message. Thanks.
Here we go. Pat, you're live on the air. It's 10 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock on Tuesday, May 6th. We're discussing now. I've gotten a memo, an email saying that I've been canceled for the show for 7:45 on May 14th. We just want to know, did I do something wrong? Have I ticked you off? Give us a call. We'd love to talk with you. 855-752-4842. And now would be a good day to stop day drinking. Talk to you later, Pat.
By the way, I looked at the Civic Media calendar and I have found why you were canceled that day.
You figured it out.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
Oh, he's on vacation. And so the fill-in person doesn't want me around. Who's filling in? Do we know?
I don't know that yet. No.
All right. Well, that was fun. I enjoyed that. Wouldn't have been great if you would have answered, though.
It would have.
Pat's got things to do. He's out and about. All right. Well, that was fun. 11 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that. This or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing involved in terms of money or cash. It's your chance to have your voice heard across the state of Wisconsin, all 11 stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to have your company advertised on then Civic Media. Give us a ring-a-ling at civicmedia.us. By the way, I hear tell now, I actually made it to one of the staff meetings this week. And this is exciting. We're going to start doing Friday Fiesta.
Free ticket Fridays, yes.
That's what it's called. I like Friday Fiesta better. Free ticket Friday. The Friday free ticket Fiesta. That's what it is. And we're going to be giving away Brewers tickets every Friday for the rest of the Brewers season. The Brewers play today at 6:05 broadcast time start against the Houston Astros in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Bagosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and Hayward tonight. But starting on Friday, you can listen to Kreitlow's show, assuming he's there. And then you can listen to the Jane Matt Nair program from 9 until 11. And then I guess I've heard Tom Hartman's giving away tickets. I'm not sure how that's going to work. And then we're giving away tickets. And then
Maggie. I think Todd's going through it today, it seems.
Maggie. I'm sorry, Maggie. I was having one of those senior moments. You realize I am a senior citizen now. When you know what you want to say and then it won't come out of your mouth. And then Maggie's going to give away tickets. And here's the thing, every Friday, we're going to be asking you what each of our middle names is. And if you could give us the middle names, you'll win free tickets. That might not be exactly how it's going to work.
I'll give you a hint. Yeah. Jane's middle name is not Todd, and Todd's middle name is not Jane.
No. It's just you. I think we do the text to win thing. And you,
yes,
you
too. We'll give you a keyword.
You too can win 4 tickets to be in the Civic Media seats in beautiful AmFam Field, having a Miller High Life or whatever your beverage of choice is. All right, here once again, category, timely indeed. Zomers was on the DL list for a couple of days, feeling under the weather, and he got slapped for that. But anyway, he's back now. We're happy to have him. The category today, he went through both of these things. What's worse, sweaty or shivering? Sweaty or shivering? Zomers, I'm going to 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Zomers, you've gone through both of these in the last 48 hours.
Yeah, I guess technically in the last 48 hours. Although barely at this point. Yeah, right. We're moving past
all
it.
Right.
But yeah, sweating and shivering at the same time, not fun.
No.
Fevers are not a good time.
No, not a good time at all. But a lot of people, they sweat easily. They're easy sweaters. And then some people get cold real easy. Some people say, oh, I'm like a reptile. If it's cold out, I'm cold. So what's worse, shivering or sweaty? Sweaty or shivering? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can also text us on the old Civic Media app. Download it today on your Apple or Android device because you're going to need it for the big Brewers ticket Fiesta Friday coming up on Friday to win that. So get ready for that. What's worse, sweaty or shivering? 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Back out to Richland Center, the old Driftless, WRCE. Listening is Whistler. Whistler, thanks for calling. Whistler, sweaty or shivering? What's worse?
I would have to say that shivering is worse.
Why is that?
Okay. Because you have no control over your feeling. Your whole body is
got it.
Vibrating.
Are you talking
about
when you're... Are you talking when
you're hydration is good in some cases.
When you're ill, but, or like just naturally.
Naturally.
You're right. Well, yes. Yeah. All right. Appreciate it, Whistler. Right. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mount Horeb and Troy.
Oh, we're forgetting somebody.
We're going to get to that in
a second.
Gotcha. Let's go out to Troy in Mount Horeb. Troy.
Are you sure now?
Yeah. Yes, we're sure, Troy. We're coming to you
Franklin.
Sweaty or shivering.
Franklin.
No, my middle name is not Franklin. Wouldn't that be great, though?
I'll go with sweating because it's easier to fix shivering.
See, I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you on that. I would agree.
I can get warmer. I can't get cooler.
Yep, I agree. Thanks, Troy. Appreciate you playing along. Have a great day out there. 855-752-4842. Sweaty or shivering. Very special appearance because we called him on the air a minute ago because I got this thing. I've been canceled and I don't think I'm important enough to be canceled. And so we called a few minutes ago on Kreitlow's phone and it went to his voicemail. We left him a voicemail. And here now, not only is he calling back, he's live and in person via the stream from beautiful Lake Wissota, our very own Pat Kreitlow. Patrick, how are you?
What the hell was on my phone just now? I'm minding my own business. I'm actually folding some stuff to put in a suitcase because I'm off next week, which is what the memo was about. Might even recall I talked to you about possibly guest hosting. I'm suddenly thankful that you're not available for that next week. I found more responsible people who don't place prank calls to people and scare the bejesus out of them that they missed their regular on-air date with you. This is like phone terrorism over here to scare somebody going, oh my gosh, I forgot. I got to get back in. And then I listened to the message, something about day drinking and being canceled when it was more than the courtesy of reminding you didn't have to come on my show next week because I won't be there.
I appreciate it. All I saw was canceled event. And I said Wednesday, May 14th.
Is this how you always react when somebody cancels a meeting on your Google calendar? Do you go to DEF CON 1 easily?
Normally, if a meeting's canceled, I'm like, oh, thank goodness.
I would like to say I did inform Todd that you are...
After we called.
Yes, after we called. That you'll be on vacation next week.
Dave in New Berlin says, Kreitlow is pissed.
I'm so puzzled. And to make matters worse, because I was doing that in one room, I left the phone in the other room, so my watch is going off, and I'm like, Where's my phone? The one time my phone is when I'm being called live on the air. So
I just thought it might be fun because we thought we'd see what you're up to.
I figured I'm just going to click on. Why should I return your phone call when I've got the key to the front door to show up right here for you?
Exactly the point. Exactly
just
the point.
Just like I will tomorrow when it is my regular time to be here.
I was just concerned that maybe I had offended you or done something wrong to be canceled.
I'm concerned that you no longer read your emails thoroughly and you right away off before you... Point taken, Mr. Zama. Point taken.
Well, by the way, I'm not sure if it's the afternoon sun or you look fantastic right now.
Well, it's a lot different here than at 6 o'clock in the morning where the sun is. Yes, the earth is kind of round that way. And yes, the lighting is a bit different.
L.A. Tom says, is this Pat's impression of Bill O'Reilly?
We'll do it live.
Well, we love you, Pat. We love you. We're always happy to have you here.
Right back at you, buddy. Right, now we're both going to calm down. And you're going to get through the rest of your show somehow without me.
We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, though, Pat. Thanks.
We'll see about that.
All right. Okay. Bye, guys. Pat Kreitlow, everybody. Thank you very much, Pat. We'll see you tomorrow. More of your phone calls. Ollie's next on the All Ball Show.
So confused.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Dance party on a Tuesday afternoon from Lake Wissota. to the shores of Lake Michigan, where they're trying to get the boat out of the water. Apparently, Cavalier Johnson is in waders. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has put on waders. He is doing his best to push the boat. I believe that Giannis Antetokounmpo is out there as well, trying to, with his height, lift it up. So they're trying to get the boat
might be their best bet
out of Lake Michigan. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 23 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow. What a guy he is. I mean, playing along with our goofiness. Great program. I'll be on it tomorrow morning. Pat Kreitlow, 6 until 9, and then Kreitlow and Trygve Olsen on our program tomorrow afternoon. We're right in the middle. That's why Zomers play. Who sings that song?
That is Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yes, of course. Ed Sheeran. Sweaty or shivering? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Let's go up to the North Woods. Ollie, listening in the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for holding. Sweaty or shivering, Ollie? What's worse?
Oh, well, first off, I have to say I love Pat's counterattack live on your show.
You don't want to mess with Kreitlow. He'll come after you. Full gun.
That apparently so. I listen to him in the morning. I've never seen him after.
It's a whole new side of Kreitlow. You're getting the afternoon version of him.
You know, it's not Kreitlow after dark. It's Kreitlow after light, you know, because he's normally up before the sun.
Exactly.
So after sunlight, huh?
Exactly. Battery packed.
Well, my what's worse is definitely being too hot. You can always put on more clothes if you're shivering, but you can never take off enough if you're hot.
At least to get away with it, right?
That's right.
Appreciate the call, Ollie. Thank you so very much. Have a great day up there in the North Woods.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, sweaty or shivering? Corinne, who is coming up next in our next segment, she's already listening in, and she says that shivering is worse. Zomer, you've had your piece. I'll give you mine. My opinion is that, yes, shivering is worse.
Do you care to elaborate?
Well, just because, I don't know. I'm going to amend that. To shivering is worse when you're sick. I guess that's what I was thinking of. Like when you're ill and you can't get rid of the shivers. But I agree with Ollie in kind of normal conditions that sweaty because... And it's not so much of getting warmer or colder. For me, when I think of when I sweat, it's usually like when I have good clothes on and I'm getting ready for like a presentation or I'm doing something and you're like in clothes and now your clothes are like all sweaty and it's like, oh, you can't dry off and you go in the men's room and stand in front of a blow dryer and try to, you know, dry off your armpits. That's why I usually wear a white color shirt because nothing's worse than pit stains like a dark color shirt.
I will forever say that being sweaty is worse because as another caller said, in different words, you can always add more layers to warm up and stop the shivering. Right. You can only take off so many layers before you are committing a crime. And even then, it's not enough sometimes.
Even then, it's not enough. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to beautiful Merrimack. I cannot think of a better place to be on a day like this than the Wisconsin River and the Merrimack Ferry. Jack from Merrimack. Jack, thanks for calling in. Sweaty or shivering, what's worse?
Well, first of all, there's no way I can beat that previous 5 minutes.
He was on, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my!
He's great.
Okay, so as an old mountain climber, there is an old saying which is there is no weather that's too cold. There's only the wrong clothes.
Yes. Yes.
And as has been pointed out at least a couple of times, you can only take so much off, and even if you go beyond the legal limits, you can still only take so much off.
Right. That, but Jack, so, you bring up a great point. You bring up a great point here. Let's talk about this for a minute, because as a climber, as a hiker, I mean, one of the worst things, and I haven't done a bunch of rock climbing, but I've done other hiking, and that's why it's that base layer, you want a base layer that's going to breathe and dry quickly, because nothing worse, right, Jack, than getting that base layer wet, and then you're just kind of screwed SOL for the rest of the day.
Well, as a guy that's climbed an all-day climb at 103 degrees in the Nevada desert, I will agree with you on that.
Really? You climbed out there. That's incredible. How was that?
Beautiful, beautiful country. We saw mountain sheep and bighorns. There's antelopes out there. There's even burros out there in the desert.
Wow. Incredible. Thanks, Jack. As always, appreciate your listenership. Have a great day, my friend. Enjoy the day. Megan in Sun Prairie listening on WMDX says being sweaty is gross and feels way worse. Shivering isn't so bad and easily remedied. All right. There you go. Another edition of What's Worse. Any other things we missed there in the What's Worse?
Corey in Watertown says, based on smell alone, sweating is worse than shivering.
Well, that's true. You don't stink when you shiver most of the time anyway. All right, that was fun. Another edition of What's Worse. We'll have another edition tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll see if we can get Kreitlow and Trigvy to weigh in on What's Worse tomorrow.
I'm sure Trigvy will at least want to. He's been enjoying that of late.
He's been enjoying the What's Worse edition. And now we got Kreitlow riled up in the afternoon. Maybe he'll stick around. At least give us his opinion on the What's Worse as well. Come on back. A little sports and news update. Agricultural update from Pam Yonke and the team. And then we're going to come back and talk about child care in the state of Wisconsin. Not going to want to miss it. You're listening to The All Ball Show, and you're listening to Cross Wisconsin to the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along across the state of Wisconsin, from Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay to the Mississippi River, and every place in between. A beautiful day out there in Wisconsin. Sunshiny skies, temperatures in the 70s. Great day to maybe throw a steak on the grill tonight, sit out, and have a beverage of your choice. And bring on a couple of guests. We're happy to have them here. They're members of the Main Street Alliance program here in the state of Wisconsin, a great small business owners program. And joining us via StreamYard right now, we have Matt Raboyne from Mount Horeb, the owner of Brick Cider, and Corrine Hendrickson of Corrine's Little Explorers, part of the Main Street Alliance in beautiful New Glarus, Wisconsin. Mount Horeb, New Glarus, two fantastic places you should all visit in Wisconsin. Matt, let's bring you on first. Appreciate you being here. Tell us a little bit about Brick Cider, what people can expect when they go out there.
Hey, Todd, thanks for having us on the show. Yeah, Brick Cider, we're a hard cider company and farm-to-table restaurant. And so everything we do, we source local foods, local drink, make it for the people. It's a great place, really part of the community. We do a lot of events and stuff there as well. Tonight we're on the show in part because we have an event tonight with Corrine, all about child care. We like being engaged in the community and being a voice or giving people a place to connect. And so we like doing events like this. And when Corrine reached out, we're like, yeah, let's do it. Why not? I think Corrine has, she's like, I've heard her called the godmother of child care in Wisconsin. And I think it's true. I think she's really a great voice and great advocate. And we're looking forward to learning from her tonight.
Well, what time does the event start? And do people need to pre-register, or can they just show up?
They can just show up. It's at 6 o'clock tonight. It's a conversation about child care. I'll be there. I'll chat a little bit. And then we have the Raging Grannies are going to be there.
All right.
Apparently they have a special new song that they wrote just for us, right, which I'm really excited to hear. And then, yeah, and then Corrine's going to speak, and then we'll have a little discussion, community discussion, Q&A, thing like that, just to, because, yeah, childcare is such an important issue right now, or lack, and the lack of funding for childcare, sources of funding for childcare is such an issue right now. So we, so we're just, yeah, happy to be able to help spread the word.
We appreciate small businesses like yours who, I mean, it's small business supporting small business. And again, if people want to come out tonight, Brix Cider is located at 119 South 2nd Street in Mount Horeb. And you can go out and enjoy some great hard cider, some great food as well, and learn something and maybe a little entertainment as well. We'll come back to Matt in just a minute. But Corrine, I want to bring you on next. Tell us a little bit about the business, first of all. Corrine's Little Explorers in beautiful New Glarus there. How long you been in business and about how many kids or families do you service?
So I have been in business for 18 years, and I have currently 7 children enrolled and 6 families. It's actually the most amount of families I've ever had for that number of kids, because people are having fewer children. So that's a big part of what's happening. The birth rates are lower. It's too expensive for childcare. They're spreading children out further. So I'll have families for longer periods because they'll wait until their oldest is 4 or 5 before they have another one. For years already, they've been talking to me about when I have the next spot so they can plan their pregnancies around that. So this is nothing new. As far as that goes. Today, I'm loving this beautiful weather. We've been outside all day. The kids are much happier. They took really good naps. So I actually had a little time to digest the news that I got during nap time that the Joint Finance Committee is meeting Thursday to do their very first exec session, and their omnibus actually kicks child care counts out of it. We've been saved the last 2 rounds of the budget, and this time they've already decided that child care counts is dead. However, we've been pushing for child care investment. We haven't been using the word child care counts. We've been using investment because we really want to tweak the program so more goes to wages, because that is the ultimate issue, the inability of us to pay ourselves or our employees a livable wage. And that's why everybody's leaving, and that's why there's no care, and that's why it's so expensive.
Corrine, I'm so thankful to have an expert like you on the program. One of the things we like to do here, because what you just said, the Joint Finance Committee on Thursday looking to kick out childcare accounts. Put this down for folks like me that don't have kids, that don't work in childcare. Explain what that means to you as a childcare provider and what it means to families who either have or are trying to plan families and the childcare. What does this really mean to Wisconsinites?
So what it means is that hundreds to thousands of childcare small businesses will probably be closed by the end of the year. It means our tuition rates are going to be going up $30, $40, $50 a week. It means that there's going to be longer wait lists. It means that the quality of care is going to go down, because the people who have been in the business and understand children and child development and can mentor and support new people coming in are going to be gone.
So are these monies from state monies that were going to supplement childcare to make it less costly for families or to offset? And I'm kind of asking 2 things at once. I apologize. But let's just go there. What are these monies that Joint Finance Committee is looking at taking away? What would that normally fund right now?
So right now, our state invests $0 in childcare of state dollars. Everything we get is the federal government. We are still using up the federal allocation from COVID relief. Our governor was actually able to stave off the cliff for an extra year by reallocating funding that had come through to other departments. So other departments gave up their money for childcare because they realized that without us, their departments won't function. And so it was pretty easy for him to do that. But there is no more couch cushion coins. There's nothing left. So our state is one of 6 states that doesn't invest a single penny more than we have to in order to receive hundreds of millions from the federal government. And that covers subsidy, it covers licensing, it covers the ability for parents to find childcare, everything, like literally everything is where that money comes from. And so we've been asking for the state to continue funding the pilot program that we basically put into place to prove that investment would work, because investment has increased our wages $3 an hour. We're up to $13 an hour, which is, woohoo.
Yeah.
But still, it's enough that it kept us, going and kept us, surviving. But we're tired. It's been 5 years. And having this happen during Teacher Appreciation Week, Provider Appreciation Day is Friday. Yeah. And, to find out that, they don't think that we're worth anything is really disheartening, but it's also an opportunity for us to really talk with our parents, talk with our communities, and let them know this is, as of August, this is what you're looking at. if they do not do something as an amendment in a future session, or if they don't do something as a standalone, standalone itemized appropriation bill.
We're talking to Corrine Hendrickson, who is the owner of Corrine's Little Explorers Childcare, part of the Main Street Alliance. She is in New Glarus, and also talking to Matt Raboyne, Mount Horeb from Brick Cider, where there is an event talking about childcare tonight at 6 o'clock in Mount Horeb. I want to kind of throw this question to both of you, Corrine first, and then to Matt, and pick up, Corrine, on what you just said here, that the Joint Finance Committee, of course, controlled by Republicans right now, signaling that they're not going to put any more money in to take over this program because these federal monies have been supplementing it. They're not willing to put more in. Last time I checked, Wisconsin has about a $4 billion surplus out there. It would seem to me a smart bet would be put some of that $4 billion with a B into helping folks like you and families with child care. And then, Matt, I'm going to come back to you in a second, ask as a business owner. We've talked to TJ Samanchin, owner of Wonder State Coffee in Viroqua and other places, who's a part of Main Street Alliance as well. He's talked about trying to be supportive of his employees. I want to talk about that with you, Matt. But first, Corrine, wouldn't that seem to be a logical place to get this money from the $4 billion surplus? Or am I just, you know, off the ranch here?
Well, that would be common sense, because every state that has put money into investment in making sure it goes towards wages or increasing the revenue without having to increase the revenue on parents has seen their GDP go up, has seen their sales tax go up, has seen their number of people working go up, has seen their unemployment go down. So really, every dollar that's spent in childcare, it has been found to bring back between 7 and 14. Washington, D.C. found a 23% return on investment, which means for every dollar they're spending on increasing wages for the educators, they've gotten $23 back. So yeah, wow. It doesn't make any sense that they're not doing it. Our state loses between $2 and $4 billion already because of the lack of childcare. And so what we're asking for is peanuts, and it will come back tenfold.
Matt, let's pick up on that. Have you seen it at your business, Brick Cider in Mount Horeb? So any of your employees struggle with finding or be able to pay for childcare? And as a small business owner, what would that mean to you if the state would invest in childcare and make it easier for your employees to find those services?
Well, yeah, I absolutely think we need to invest in childcare. It's, you know, just as a parent, first of all, like a family of four, if you have two kids in childcare in Wisconsin, on average, you're going to pay $25,000 a year. That's huge. That's like, you know, we talk about saving up for college, but what about saving up for daycare? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money. We have employees who have kids in daycare, and, you know, we're a restaurant. We're not paying them huge amounts of money. There's not a lot of support out there. Yeah, you get a little bit of some tax credits for having small children, and there's a little bit of money for people who are low income, but it's not enough, not nearly enough to meet the demand that's out there. So I don't know. I think what we need to do is just recognize that this is a hugely important thing for our children at the most impressionable and vulnerable time in their lives. Like, we need to just own the fact that this isn't cheap. You know, we can't just like find a cheap, easy solution. We need to like make a real investment and commit to it. And, you know, we fund our kids in K-12, and that's a great thing. And public schools are great. And it does so much for our communities. We do quite a bit to support the elderly, like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Why are we forgetting like the littlest kids and just providing almost nothing at all? And as a business owner, it would be huge, you know, if like I had a guy come in a few weeks ago for an interview. He brought his kid with him to the interview because he didn't have and it's just kind of a red flag as a business owner. Like, what, you know, like I felt terrible, but I was like, I can't hire this guy because he doesn't have a place for his kid to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just kind of sad. And as a business owner also, you know, like, one of the hardest things is people calling in sick. And then when I have people with small children, more often than not is when they call in sick, it's because they don't have childcare for that day. You know, somebody bailed out on them or whatever it might've been. So you know, this lack of investment in childcare ripples out into the economy in so many ways, and it's just kind of frankly, it's just kind of stupid. Like, of all the things to not invest in, like our littlest kids.
Right. Correct. And, go ahead.
And I mean, if I made one more point, I like mm-hmm. Frankly, the people who are pushing back against this, the people in the Joint Finance Committee, like my opinion is that they're just frankly old white guys who see childcare as a woman's job and something that is not worth paying for. And I think we got to like get past that mentality and you know, jump into the modern age and be realistic and honest about it and pay people. I mean, this is like the most important job I can think of. And we're paying people like, what, $12 an hour? Like the same you pay like the kid right. who's serving your meal through the dinner, right. through the window at Culver's. Like
We're going to come back to more, come back and talk more with Matt and Corrine about childcare. I happen to know the one of the chairman, co-chairman of the Joint Finance Committee, Howard Markline. He traded his wife in for a trophy wife, so that's kind of where he's at with women. So we'll come back and talk more about, true story, actually. Come back and talk more about childcare, holding people accountable. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to all across Wisconsin. A sports update with Jimmy Cuska in for Mike Clemens. A weather update. I can tell you what the weather is. Beautiful. That's what it is. And then the Maggie Dawn Show, the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6. And then Pete Schwabba is in with another great edition of Nightlight. Great place for you to get to tonight if you want to enjoy the weather, a couple of great beverages, and some great information. Get yourself to beautiful Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, and Bricks Cider. They're on South Main Street, 119 South Main Street. Great event tonight on childcare. You also get some great hard cider, some great food at Bricks, B-R-I-X, Bricks Cider. Zomers has the information up on the website. We are talking to the owner of Bricks Cider, Matt Raboyan in Mount Horeb, and also Corrine Hendrickson, who is the owner of Corrine's Little Explorers in beautiful New Glarus. They are both part of Main Street Alliance here in Wisconsin. Corrine, great event tonight. I know people are going to want to come out and just have enjoy the weather, number one, and some great hard cider. But I know you're going to be there. You're going to be talking. Talk to us a minute, if you would, please. Here's the deal. People have listened to this show. I'm a former Republican and left the party in 2011. One of the things that confounds me about my former party is the current administration, D.C., they're all about having kids. Let's have kids. Let's have kids. But it seems to me there's a huge disconnect of what happens after they're here. And it seems to me that they're not interested, and particularly Republicans in Wisconsin on the Joint Finance Committee, with this news now that you're telling us broke this afternoon, that they're signaling on Thursday they're not going to make up for these deficiencies in federal funds. This is real. These are families that... These are not people that are just laying around trying to be quote unquote lazy. Tell us a little bit about, without disclosing personal information, who comes to you? Who are your clients in your community, and what service do you provide them? Because it's more than childcare. It's a partnership, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. So the families that I have range anywhere from working retail to a surgeon to I have farmers. I have all kinds of different people from all different walks of life have used me in the past also. So I've had to raise my rates significantly over the last few years just to keep up with inflation and just to try and make a little bit more money for myself, because I have nothing for retirement. And that's not, I need to like make more than $25,000 a year. It's unconscionable. And so what's happened is because I'm outpricing myself, I'm ending up with the families that can afford me, which are the richer families. And so the children that I have do are less diverse as far as like their backgrounds and their socioeconomic status. And that's not good for kids either. I've also had a lot of kids with special needs over the years. And so I'm able to help support them and work with the school districts and birth to three to make sure they get the services they need when they're little. And then a lot of times those kids actually don't end up needing speech or anything else once they get to school. If you don't meet those speech needs when they're little and help them communicate and learn how to communicate, you know, 2 and 3 year olds bite a lot, hit a lot, throw a lot. If you teach them how to communicate appropriately, when they get to school, they are ready to learn. They are ready to sit and listen. When they're out in public with their parents, they're so much, you know, they're able to behave as expected in that. And I partner with parents on how to raise their children. More and more parents are coming into parenthood without experience. They're not babysitting when they're younger. They have smaller families. They don't have 100 cousins like I did. Literally, I have 100 cousins. And so it's one of those things. I was raised doing childcare. They're a lot younger than me, but it's one of those things that parents are coming to me and they've never held a child until their own. And so I'm really partnering with them and doing parent coaching and childcare and education with their children and really working with them in that way. So what you're going to lose when we leave is you're going to lose those partnerships. You're going to lose that ability to help parents in the, you know, parenthood. And yes, there's a place for people who want to stay home. There is a place for those neighbors and things like that in our society, but we have to have those connections and we have to have those services and the libraries and the museums and all those things in place so that those moms aren't isolated, because isolation leads to mental health issues, leads to things that we don't want to talk about, but that exist, neglect and abuse and all of that type of thing. And so really, when you're undercutting childcare, you're undercutting the entire foundation of our communities and what holds us together. And I don't know how to say that without people thinking I'm alarmist and that I'm greedy and I want a handout, but it's the truth. And we really need to take a step back and think about it. And I want every single one of those Joint Finance Committee members and every single one of those Republicans who want to vote no for childcare investment to spend a full 10-hour days with me in my program. And then the next 4 hours afterwards doing all the other things that I do. And then all week long. Yeah. And then you can let me know that I don't earn my $7 an hour.
Well said. Matt, in a minute or less, tell us again this event tonight at Brick's Cider. Remind us where this is at, what's going on, but also as business people, small business owners like yourself, what can we do to be supportive?
Yeah, so it's we're Brick's Cider. We're downtown Mount Horeb. We're on 2nd Street right next to the bike path. So it's a lovely day for a bike ride. Maybe bike on down, grab yourself a drink and listen to Corrine and tell us the whole story. And yeah, you know, and just echoing what Corrine said, you know, in this childcare, it matters for all of us. It matters for the whole community. Like as a small business owner, it would be wonderful to have, you know, all of my employees have great childcare. It's so expensive. They could use some help with it.
Yeah.
And it's not like these childcare providers are gouging us. You know, it's just an intensive, hard thing to do. Like I remember my kids, like the childcare providers they had, they were like superhuman, and you know, and in the end, they're barely getting paid right. enough to make a living.
So. Corrine, gonna give you the last word. 30 seconds. What's your pitch to Wisconsinites? How can they be supportive?
So Wisconsinites, Day Without Childcare is Monday. I expect every one of you to call our 6 elected representatives and tell them that you expect them to invest in childcare. So thanks.
Hey, that's great. Thank you both. Get to Brick's Cider in Mount Horeb tonight. Corrine Hendrickson's going to be speaking there. Thanks for everything you do, Corrine, because without people like you, we will be lost. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great. Matt Raboyan at Brick's Cider, you're also part of what makes Wisconsin great. We're all in this together at the Wisconsin Main Street Alliance, a great project as well. Thank you both for being here. We appreciate you. Get down to Brick's Cider tonight at 6 o'clock. Thank you very much. Many thanks to Pat Freitlow for coming on as well. Aaron Zommers, to all of you for listening. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe, even. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Maggie Dawn's next. Take care.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.